Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 240, Commit and Trust. Psalm 37, verse 5. Listen to this. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. I want you to sit with that word for a moment. Commit. The Hebrew behind it carries a picture, a physical image, rolling a heavy burden onto someone else. This is not a passive gesture. It is not pretending the weight isn't there. It is you deliberately bending down under what you befuss and transferring that weight onto the shoulders of God. That is what commit means here. It takes effort. It takes intention. It is an act of courage, not of weakness. And the verse says your way, not some vague path out on the horizon. Your way, that decision you can't stop turning over in your mind, that plan you don't know will work out, that uncertainty that wakes up with you every single morning. God is interested in that, in the specific, particular details of your life, not just the broad strokes, but the texture of your actual days. But the psalm doesn't stop at committing. It adds trust in Him, and those two verbs belong together. You cannot pull them apart. Committing without trusting is releasing the rope while your eyes are still watching it fall. Trusting without committing is gripping tight while claiming you've let go. They walk hand in hand. The committing is the gesture. The trust is the heart behind the gesture. And then the promise arrives. He will act. Not maybe. Not if you've earned it. Not if things go according to your plan. He will act. God takes ownership of what you have placed in His hands. That does not mean you fold your arms and wait. Your effort still matters. Your faithfulness still counts. But it completely changes who carries the final weight. The outcome is no longer yours to bear alone. He has it. I know that can be a hard thing to believe. So look at Jesus. In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the night before the heaviest thing any human being would ever face, He prayed, "Not as I will, but as You will." That was Psalm 37, lived out in the flesh, the perfect committing of His way to the Father. And Jesus showed us in that dark garden that trusting God is not retreating from reality. It is having the deepest courage to release control, knowing that He is faithful. Now this call is for you. Before breakfast today, not tomorrow, today, take a piece of paper and write down one thing, just one. The thing you are still carrying alone, a decision, a fear, a plan you cannot seem to let go of. Write it down. Then pray with your hands open, literally open, palms up, and say out loud, "Lord, I commit this to You and trust that You will act." This is not a formula. This is faith in motion. This is you rolling the weight onto the shoulders of the One who has promised to act. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.